Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel.
And of course, this is the podcast where we watch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, and then we talk about it.
Except for today is our birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday to us.
We can't pay for this.
Yeah. 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 Guys, we did it.
A year.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Yay.
You guys look great.
This is the longest relationship I've ever been in. Just kidding.
You guys, we're all dressed to the nines. The vault is decorated.
Party hats.
What
do you guys see in the vault?
Oh, I see a bunch of birthday cake. Big pink layered human-sized birthday
it's
cake.
It's toppling over.
It's a topsy-turvy.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of tea being served in a giant table.
Yeah. I see some balloons, you know?
Birthday balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously from all those clues, as we already said.
It's our birthday.
It's our birthday. Guys, we've done this podcast for one whole year. It's sort of insane.
And I think at this point, we've gone through 43 movies.
Are we on there? Yeah.
Incredible.
I haven't been counting.
Incredible. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's pretty up there, though, which I think is wild. Yeah. I would have. That's crazy.
Let's take our listeners back to the beginning.
Yes.
Why did we start this podcast?
What is this podcast? So this podcast started because Oscar and I went on a trip to Disneyland, and I think it was his first time there.
My first time.
Wow. I was a pretty newcomer to Disneyland. I didn't get to go until I was an adult, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we just started talking about Disney and why people love Disney, why we like it or don't like it. And it was just a very interesting thing to us that people have such a strong connection specifically to Disney. And we wanted to figure out what the deal was.
Yes.
And so we were kind of...
What is the deal?
What's the deal with Disney fans?
And then we figured a really interesting way to go through that, sort of to analyze it, would be to watch all the movies because there were a lot that we hadn't seen.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't seen pretty much any of them before.
Yeah.
And I got bit. Yeah. I realized there were so many more in the Disney animated canon that I had never seen. And then, of course, we realized that you, Rachel.
That's me.
Were a huge Disney resource.
I'm a Disney nerd.
Yeah, for sure. Is that the official title?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's a hashtag.
Oh, it's a hashtag.
Hashtag Disney nerd.
Yeah. If it's a hashtag, it's real. You know?
I think in one of our episodes, I kept saying, what a nerd. And I was like, I am a nerd.
Nerd is just somebody who's very knowledgeable about a specific thing, right?
Yeah.
So there we go. And that's us now, too. Yeah. We've all become.
We're all Disney nerds.
For sure.
Hashtag Disney nerd.
If you're out there listening, you're probably a proud Disney nerd as well.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Thank you for being our friend.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a Disney nerd with us.
Yeah. Well, we started watching the strictly Walt Disney Animation Studio
movies.
Yes,
so just from the OG studio
itself. Some people didn't catch that because they're like, why aren't you guys doing a Goofy movie?
Why aren't you doing Pixar?
Don't. You worry.
We've got a method to our madness.
Yeah.
We're going by a strict list.
That's right.
And
it has to be a Walt Disney Animation Studios release only.
Right. A Goofy movie is a very favorite
it's a
of mine.
Toons.
That's true.
Disney and it's a very Toons. Favorite. I would not miss it.
Yeah. And also, there's some like really great ones that we missed. Yeah. Like, for example, we missed Mary Poppins.
Yes.
We missed Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
But we didn't, we're going to get to them.
We're going to swerve around.
You guys, it goes on and on.
We're pretty much going to finish this round of movies by Wreck-It Ralph 2, which comes out in November.
Incredible.
Yeah. Guys, we're also like sort of almost there.
Yeah.
Right?
We're so close.
Which is, first of all, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We watched a lot of movies.
We certainly did.
We spent a lot of time together.
We did. And we spent time with some of our favorite people, too.
Yeah.
We invited some of our favorite guests to talk about Disney. For them, maybe it was the first time watching this movie.
Yeah.
But it's what made the podcast so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of talking to people about the movies, we thought for this anniversary birthday episode, it would be so fun to reach out to the listeners because that's one of the things that I've learned doing this is that the fun part is talking about it with other people and getting different perspectives on what they think about it. And so it's so fun to hear from you guys out there. Yeah. So we put out a birthday survey mm-hmm. about, you know, stuff that happens in the vault, and
people should do that more often, huh? If it's your birthday, you should like write a survey and all your friends should fill it out. Yeah. Right?
What's your favorite part about me?
What's your favorite episode of me?
What's
of
your
mine?
Favorite story about us together?
Yeah. What's your favorite memory of us hanging features out?
Where did I go wrong?
Yeah. What's my favorite Instagram post that you like?
But it's so fun. We love it so much, and we're always here.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we're like, I'm like so floored by the amount of responses that we got. Yes. And I mean, honestly, the fact that we started this podcast because we just wanted to know more about Disney movies. And the cool thing is that there's people out there that listen to this.
Well, and it just proves the point even further. The bond is very strong with Disney.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone is so cool. So like, you know, like we just want to take this moment to thank every single person that listened to the podcast, even like one episode. Thank you so much for like,
I hope it's this one.
I hope this is the one.
This is the first and last episode. Right. Thank you and goodbye.
But I honestly like, thank you so much. And also like, For the vaulters out there.
Ooh, the vaulters.
That's the term. Yeah, the vaulters.
Sounds athletic.
Thanks so much for also like reaching out to us and like opening that like communication. We love your
and
feedback.
We appreciate it. We love it when you guys tag us in things.
Yeah, it makes us feel special.
It's all a conversation we're having. So always reach out. We got Instagram. It's at ITDV.
No, Instagram is Inside the Disney Vault.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry.
That's right.
And Twitter is ITDV Podcast.
My eye was looking at the word Twitter as I said Instagram. So, hey.
Yeah. Just to clarify. You can follow us on Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault.
Yes. And then on Twitter, we're ITDV Podcast.
And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook on the Inside the Disney Vault page. So you can reach us. There's no excuse to not be talking to us.
Find us.
We love it.
Yeah.
So let's go through this survey, you guys.
Yeah.
And talk a little about some of the feedback and some of our own thoughts.
Yeah.
My thoughts.
So the first thing that we asked you guys about is why you love Disney, because obviously that was sort of the impetus for this podcast. And so we got a lot of really great responses, and I actually made a word cloud because a lot of them were very, I really loved how a lot of them were very similar. And so there was a lot of talk about family and Disney animation being a part of childhood, and people love the storytelling. They love that it's unique and fun. There's a lot of beauty, and there was a lot of talk about the animation itself and the styles. And it's just, I don't know, I think it's just kind of lovely, like a lovely thing that people have such a strong connection to it that holds up when they're adults. And I think that was key to it also, that they still love it and still watch new movies. And obviously we do too. And we're looking forward to a lot of the ones that are still being released today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you guys think? What's your response to that question?
It's definitely family. I mean, it was my family that got me into Disney. It was going to the parks that really got me into Disney. And like, of course, I feel like growing up in the 90s was the perfect time because we had the great renaissance of
Disney.
With all those great movies.
Isn't that funny? If we were born at a different time, would we like Disney as much?
I have no idea.
If we were born at a different time, the Renaissance would refer to something else.
Yeah. Because even...
yes.
Can you imagine a Disney Renaissance fair?
Yeah. No. Because I was thinking about it. My dad and my mom, they love Disney too. I think my dad really loved Disney. But like when they were growing up, it was like Sleeping Beauty. I'm trying to think. Well, it was Alice in Wonderland. And like that time, and I guess that was a good time too for Disney.
Yeah, I think so.
It was all a good time, and I think you always
101 Dalmatians. Yeah.
You always hold in your heart what you grew up watching.
That's true.
And I think we were lucky because we had those 90s movies and then everything that came before it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes,
I think
yes.
Also, not animation, but I know my dad was really into those like old Western TV shows of like Zorro and Davy Crockett and all that stuff. So I feel like just like Disney in general, was big. It's mm-hmm. always been big.
Yeah, for me, you know, I wasn't a Disney fan before.
How dare you?
I think you were a self-proclaimed Disney hater.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
dis-hater?
Dis-hater. Yeah, not a dis-nerd. A
dis-hater.
Dis-hater, yeah. Dis-a-hater. and because I didn't have that association with Disney growing up.
Yeah.
I saw like maybe 4 or 5 Disney animated movies before doing this podcast. But as you know, Claire said it earlier, like going to Disneyland was actually the seed of my appreciation towards Disney. Because I stand by this. I truly believe that Disneyland has some magic to it. There's something special about that place that I can't quite pinpoint. And I don't think anyone really can. And there's something special about that place. And I was sort of fascinated by like, wait, why is this so special? Why are people so obsessed with this? Why am I like really loving this? Even though I don't get most of the references at the parks. And the more movies that I've watched, the further and further I've like traversed throughout the vault, the deeper my appreciation is. And like looking at movies and being like, oh, this is from that movie. Like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is from, you know, the Sleepy Hollow.
Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. You know what
it
I
really
mean?
Is
like,
a whole universe of references to pull from. It's
yeah. Yeah. And it's so great. And also the people are so interesting. I'm just like, now I'm like a straight up Diz nerd, but I was a Diz hater. So oh, wow. This podcast, just being on this journey, made, like I think changed me as a human being, wow. You know? And there is something about the animation style and seeing Disney evolve throughout the years, even in
it's
their sense
of, it,
of
yeah.
humor. You know, we yes. saw them like do that whole like the princess thing that a lot of people sort of.
Oh, like the stereotypical yeah. Disney thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then even before that, like before there was that princess fever,
yeah.
there was that like the package film movies that yeah. people don't talk about, that was a huge thing.
It really does feel like a history lesson just by virtue of the fact that we went through history.
We yeah. really
like,
did.
We got a little sampling of all those years.
We
yeah.
got
so cool.
to see, you know, a different time.
It was a different time.
We certainly did.
And now
did.
It is a current time.
Time.
Or
current
it is time. A time yeah. that is creeping up on us.
That's yeah. true. Yeah. And even now, with the movies that we've been watching, like Emperor's New Groove, like that sort of self-aware comedy.
Yeah.
And the sort of meta comedy is yeah. now being sort of infused in the Disney movies. And it's good to see that like Disney is adaptable, which is something that I, as a dis-hater, didn't
yes.
realize
yes.
until, you know, being a part of this podcast.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, and I yeah. think actually that kind of segues into why I, as you were talking, I was like, I think I realize I do love it. And a lot of people always... pinned me as someone like, oh, you're like a Disney person, you love that, because I guess they think that I'm, or they think I'm bright and
they don't
bubbly.
Know you.
They don't know the real me.
You're
but
dark.
I am kind of like, I'm not drawn toward the princessy thing. I'm drawn toward the fact that it's so rich and there are so many different sides to it. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
the princess stereotype thing is like the smallest fraction of what's there. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
it's so cool to see the truly dark things and the truly like wacky things and all the care that goes into the movies and how deep they go with a story or with a joke or even, you know, the techniques they're using. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. very, it's just very cool to see. And it's an education in a, you know, a Titan. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did love like it. How my friend Dan said his favorite thing is the background.
That's
yes.
great because
he's an animator.
So that's something that I feel like maybe
inspired
we
him
yes,
to choose this
totally. Part? And that's a really, really cool thing because as we've learned about, the backgrounds
yeah.
are a big deal. And
huge.
That multi-plane
yeah.
camera thing and the technologies with it,
even,
it's evolved so much.
Even Hillary said that Disney planted the seeds to my musical theater career.
I mean, same girl. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also,
of course, singing Disney all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, my sister said that I was the reason she loves Disney, but she works at the parks now.
It wasn't
so.
Until you were born
yeah.
that she started loving
yeah.
Disney.
That's true.
So you're welcome for your career, Sarah. Just kidding. Love you. Our next question was, what's your favorite episode?
I loved this question because the answers that we got were all over the place, but as My favorite episode, I feel like I don't have one because each one is so unique since we bring on a different guest. They're definitely, I love it when we get a little silly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the responses are it's so funny because it's like across the board.
Yeah, literally.
So like different. People just pretty much loved almost every episode, but the biggest ones was 101 Dalmatians and Hercules. Those are like the really, really popular episodes.
Well, I mean, Hercules is my favorite movie. So maybe like people my love it. For it mm-hmm. really shot.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I think 101, oh my God, Cruella.
That was an easy one to love because we had Thor.
It was like talking to a drag queen about Cruella de Vil was such a treat.
Yes.
Because Cruella is a drag queen, as so many of these characters.
And also,
are.
Here's the thing, most Disney villainesses are drag queens.
Yes.
Or they're inspiration for what am I trying to say here? Disney villain.
Disney villainesses.
Yikes. Disney villain. I this is a hard word to say. Disney villainesses. Or Disney, not even, just like Disney villains, period.
Yeah, you don't need to put a gender on villain. That's true,
because you got Scar,
you
got Hades, like drag queens look at those people and they're like, yes, they're inspiration. You know, they're like my drag mother.
Villainspiration.
Ooh.
That's
what it is.
Wow. Villainspiration.
Well, yes. Oscar, did you have a favorite episode?
Oh my gosh, well... To me, my favorite episodes are like, I really enjoyed Song of the South, the episode, not the movie, because we had Carl Tart and he was just a great guest. Also, he like knew everything about the movie that I was just sort of blown away. And to me, it was a really educational episode where I got to learn a lot.
Oh, that was a great example of one that was just like educational, like a history lesson.
And another one of my favorites was the one that just came my favorite episode is also the Emperor's New Groove with Veronica Osorio, because that's great. My favorite Disney animated movie, and just like talking about Emperor's New Groove with Veronica was just so fun.
It was so fun, and because that movie, the style changed so much, so it was really cool to kind of dig into what that meant and how it was different from all the other Disney
tonal
movies.
Tonal shift, 100%. Yeah. Rachel, what about you?
I recently, I really liked, because I have to listen to them back because I edit. I really like listening to the dinosaur one.
Oh, yeah, with Mike Box Elder.
Because honestly, there was one point that was probably my favorite point in any Disney movie. Even my mom called me and told me that point was very funny. When Oscar calls him a dinosaur freak, himself a dinosaur freak, and then call him out on it, and he goes, I'm a freak.
I'm a freak.
Yeah, it was like that. It was very funny. But I will say, of the older episodes, I think Peter Pan was actually really fun.
Yes,
Peter
Pan was really
because fun. We got that whole "Are you a mermaid?" Wendy, Tinkerbell, or a tiger.
That was really fun.
Julia Meltzer.
Yeah, and I know I had a lot of fun with during Melody Time.
Oh
with
yes.
Aaron and Melissa. Which
Aaron
was
and Melissa.
A very fun bonkers episode for the ages.
Because someone actually said Melody Time was their favorite because the guests were beyond funny.
Yes. So if you were able to keep up with what was happening that episode, kudos to you. Because I'm not sure I was able to keep up.
A lot of people made jokes that Victory Through Air Power was their favorite.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
However, I think that episode is interesting because that's another example. The fact that we didn't like the movie doesn't mean that the conversation that comes out of it won't be interesting or fun.
John Flynn throwing shade was giving them life.
Yeah.
John Flynn was a wonderful guest for that.
Oh, so great. So fantastic.
Yeah. Also, what was surprising out of these responses, someone said that Pinocchio was their favorite episode because it's funny and it's the one that they play for people to try to get them on board with this podcast.
Yeah, which I mean, that makes sense because here's the thing, like Pinocchio is so polarizing and it's like a huge, like you got something to say about Pinocchio, you know, and we all had very different points of view about that movie.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, it's a good episode. It's a really
fun.
Good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we asked what everyone's favorite part about the episodes are. So we got things like Tattoo Time was mentioned a bunch, and even talking about the parks, and a few people mentioned Oscar's laugh as their favorite.
Oh, yeah. Thing.
We'll try
right.
to make Oscar laugh.
Well, yeah. I wasn't aware that my laugh was a thing.
So entertaining.
Oscar, why did the Here, monkey I fall out of the tree?
I got a good one. Okay. Why does Peter Pan always fly?
Because
he can never land.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if this is gonna work.
Wait. Why does Piglet smell?
Because he's hanging around with Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Uh-oh. He's not laughing. He's groaning.
Oh no. Some people, thank you so much. Some people said Imagineering with Rachel was their favorite part.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, what are your favorite parts of doing the podcast?
You know, I will say like Tattoo Time is great because, I'm sorry, Tattoo Time is great for me because I really never have thought about putting Disney tattoos on my body. And now I'm like, I am heavily, you know, I have Disney tattoos, and I seriously consider each and every one of them. Realistically speaking, I'm not going to have tattoos of like 60 Disney movies unless someone's willing to pay for them.
I mean, never say never.
That's very
please,
true.
Please.
But I mean, it's sort of really cool how an image just sticks with you. And it's like, yeah, for me, there's an image that I really like a lot that I would put it on my body forever and ever and ever. I mean, like, I can't stop thinking of getting the Hercules tattoo of that cat with the Jordan jersey.
Yeah.
Like, I really, truly want to get that one. But it's such a weird deep cut that people won't... No, but that's what I like. I like deep cuts.
Disnerds would get it.
Disnerds would definitely get it.
Yeah, they'd be like, that's the Hercules cat.
Hashtag Disnerd.
Do they all sound like that?
Yeah.
Disney cat.
They all sound like that.
Hi, my name is Corey.
Whoa. I love Disney.
Soon, we're all going to sound like that too because we've been transformed.
Yeah.
It's like werewolves.
My favorite part, well, I guess it's not like a segment really. I just love talking to guests and when like just something funny will pop up that they notice or you guys notice, you know, just something that just like a framing of something that's going on in the movie that kind of sets us off. I think is really fun.
I'm a big fan of hot takes. Yeah. Our guests have hot takes about something.
That's right.
I'm into it.
Yes. I love it. And then I love having them justify why they think that's what's up.
Oh yeah.
I think that's so fun.
Yeah. Honestly, I do love the guests and how each one brings something new to the table. Yeah. Like I loved when Caitlin was giving her recap.
Oh, those are so
delightful.
That was so fun.
So delightful.
It was fun. I do love talking about the parks.
Yeah.
I could probably spend a whole podcast talking about the parks if I could.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that I didn't start doing the Imagineering stuff until later, but I love thinking, you know, for things that you could put in the parks and like foods that you could put in that are themed to the movies. That's fun too.
That's fun. Also, I mean, of course, similarly, I love the fun facts, specifically ones that are out of necessity.
Yeah.
I think, or like just like a little, like an Easter egg as to like, well, they had to do this because this person got sick, or they had to do this because this technology wasn't available, or something like that. Like, I think all those, it's like those happy accidents that make the movies what they are.
Yeah.
More so like that fun fact you guys know about in Disneyland and Pirates of the Caribbean, the drops are because they needed it to go under the railroad.
Right.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Like, I love that.
Yeah. It's really fun. To me also, like, what's so great is having a fact bleed into a sort of bit. And a perfect example of that is when we did the Jungle Book with Lou Wilson.
Yes.
And we talked about White Louie.
White Louie.
And that sort of became a bit, like, that's my favorite part, but it's all based on the fact that they wanted Louis Armstrong to play King Louie, right?
Yeah.
The orangutan. And they couldn't get Louis Armstrong, so they got what's his name? Lou Her.
Lou Prima?
Prima, Lou, yeah. Prima. Lou Prima, who is white, but they have him like talking in jive and stuff. So we had a whole bit about White Lou, and it was really fun.
Yeah, because that was also the last movie that Walt worked on, and we talked about how he was woke Disney.
Oh, that's right, woke
because
Disney.
Because as he was dying, he went, White Lou.
I mean, you guys, that's just a fact.
That's just a fact.
So next we talked, speaking of segments, we did talk about the specific segments and asked if there were ones that people would like to hear that we haven't just sort of naturally come across. And I think we had some fun suggestions. Yeah. And
I did like, someone said like favorite foods, which mm-hmm. gave me the idea that now when I look at the movies while thinking of rides, I could also think of like foods mm-hmm. that they would serve. Cause I don't know if you know this, but I love eating at Disneyland.
You have an account, right?
Yeah, I do. Ate at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's all the food I eat at Disneyland. It's not as pretty as some foodie accounts, but it's everything I ate.
Hey, but it's worth following.
And it's real life, yeah. baby.
It's real life. It's what I ate at Disneyland. Cause right now I'm obsessed with everything they have for Pixar Fest.
Oh yeah, like there's so much too.
Yeah, I just did the churro challenge. I don't know if you know about this, but if you're an annual pass holder, you can buy a map and you have to get all the churros, the special flavored churros.
What?
And then once you complete it, but though you don't really have to complete it, you go to the AP corner and they give you a huge button that says I completed the churro challenge.
Whoa.
And the four churros you can get is ants on a log, carrot cake, they have a Kevin's churro from Up. And then, and then the last one is my favorite. It's a cocoa churro, where it's Mexican hot chocolate.
Is ants on a log a churro with raisins on it?
No, it has cocoa pebbles on it instead of raisins.
Oh, that's fun.
Because raisins are gross.
I know. I was just thinking of the celery street.
Strongly disagree. Wow.
But see, that's the kind of hot take we are talking about.
Raisins are gross. Stick by it.
So one of the segment ideas I liked came from Jupson, and that was the suggestion to do like a moral of the story segment. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be fun if it was just boiled down to its most simplest form. Like, I don't know, like what would be one for Snow White or something?
Yeah, breaking it down to the lowest common denominator, I would say.
Murderous queen attempts to kill. Or I guess that's not a moral.
The moral of the story is summary.
That's a recap.
Allow a woman to come into your home because it'll end up being a fun story to tell your friends later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah, if you break into someone's house, you'll end up married to a prince.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My take, the moral is, if you're a dude who wears a lot of makeup, it's okay to kiss a girl when
without
she's asleep
consent. Yeah.
Because she'll fall in love with you.
Yeah. I think those are all correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all, the fun thing about
that
the morals is that they're all correct.
I
want
to do another one.
You want to do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the moral of Pinocchio?
Okay. Actors' lives are hard and you should just go to school like your parents told you to.
Yeah. If you're not a human, you can become a human by not lying and wishing and almost drowning and the blue fairy being involved in your life because she's a beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. What is this? I take mine back.
Boys keep messing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the yeah.
My moral is redheads are bad.
Ooh, that's that's very clean. That's a clean moral.
Yeah.
It's clean.
And that can be applied to most of the Disney movies from the early era.
Boys keep messing up. Also,
boys keep messing up.
Yeah.
Redheaded boys in particular.
Yeah.
So that's really fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jupson. Those are really cool.
I also liked, I like that someone also suggested that we should do more game-like ones, like finish the lyric line, or also doing the Oh My Disney quizzes and then setting them out for our listeners to also take.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah, because you know I love me an Oh My Disney quiz.
Oh My Disney.
Oh My Disney.
And also a lot of you guys like when we mention things that are problematic or like toxically, you know, toxic male
masculinity moments,
whether it passes the Bechdel test or not.
So we can talk about it. I think that this was actually Rachel's idea, which something I love that I've been talking about a lot is the music in the movies. And if something's not a musical, what would have been a good addition to certain song, like song pitches, or also maybe even like scene ideas or deleted scenes? Because we talked about that for Aladdin, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Editing.
Song pitches.
There's tons.
Pitches. Songs. You guys, I love songs.
Songs are great. And now, I mean,
remember when Claire kept saying, "I love the music in Tarzan."
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you guys were all like, "No one loves Tarzan's music. If anybody loves Tarzan's music, like, why?" And I was sitting there.
No,
like,
I think it was more. It wasn't that we didn't say we didn't love the music. We just didn't think that
it fit the movie.
Right.
And also, Chet kept being like, Collins is my dad. Oh.
Well, I stand by it. I do love the Tarzan music.
Another thing that we talked about is the movies that we got wrong. We asked you guys if there's any hot takes that you guys disagreed with, and you guys were real vocal about that.
Yeah. A lot of people did say no. We're right, which I agree. Just kidding. No, I know that we did get a few people reaching out to us on Instagram before this.
Yeah.
That like Cinderella we got wrong because like we painted her as boring, I guess.
And but it was Gus's movie.
Yeah, but Cinderella's whole thing is that she's nice. And it and then also we got a few people that thought that we were also mean to Snow White.
That's right.
And Hunchback. But to be fair to Hunchback, we
love that movie. We just thought it was very hard to watch.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's the thing, too. Like, Hunchback is actually, I remember giving it a high score.
Yes.
Because I am like attracted to the darker part of Disney. And the Hunchback of Notre Dame was a clear representation of that. To me, it was like the darkest Disney movie I've seen. And that's even darker than Pinocchio, which I think was super dark. But our guest, Lorraine de Graffenreit, was so perfect to have on this episode because she brought a lot of political awareness to the Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I was like, oh my God, this is so great.
Yeah.
It's a very well done movie, but thematically, it's a lot. It's traumatizing.
It's a lot. Yeah. And just because it's darker and a lot doesn't mean that it's a bad movie. No. I mean, here's the thing. I really liked it. So, and the animation is great. What I didn't like were the songs, but that's okay. That's for another.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music.
Exactly.
Just made more money.
Yeah.
Also, a few people were mad that we gave Winnie the Pooh a bad score. I know Brady told me that it was a 5 honeypot movie.
Yeah.
But that's what's so beautiful is that everybody has varying passionate opinions.
You know, I do love riding the Winnie the Pooh ride at Disneyland.
Oh, it's a delight.
Because
really
it always has the shortest wait.
And the rain goes down. Yeah. Oh,
it leads right to the best, the Pooh Corner store, which has great bakery items.
Yeah.
And there's a birthday segment, which I think is very similar to where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a birthday.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is where a few people did joke that they said Victory Through Air Power. We got it wrong. But joking.
I mean, come on. Victory Through Air Power.
I would be really curious to know if anybody out there watched Victory Through Air Power. Please write to us and let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm talking like if you saw the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because I don't know of other people who have seen that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is
it? I'm curious.
I think Ivy said that she tried to watch it and couldn't get through it.
Yeah. Good effort, girl. Good
effort.
It's
a challenge. I mean, you know how like most restaurants have like a big burger challenge? Well, here at Inside the Disney Vault, we have the Victory Through Air Power challenge.
What do you get? If you finish it, Claire
honestly,
will make you a button.
I was just going to say that, Rachel. If you finish watching Victory Through Air Power and can give us your thoughts, sort of like a book report on it, Claire will get, we will literally deliver I will pay for the postage.
Yeah.
I will deliver you inside the Disney Vault pin.
This is the first time hearing of
that's
it.
That's victory through air power challenge.
If Oscar and I had a button maker, we would make buttons.
Yes, but
we do have some very adorable little logo buttons
available. They are very cute. They are very cute.
Yeah, reach out to us and tell us you watch Victory Through Air Power and we'll send you a button.
And what your thoughts. Yeah. And I will be able to tell whether or not you've cheated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No, I planted cheating. Some Easter eggs in the movie that'll be like goalposts. Yeah. And you'll need to tell me specifically what they are.
How many times they pull down a big map. If they get the number wrong, no button for
no
you.
No buttons for you. Yeah.
Here's a hint. It's more than one.
Many maps. Yeah.
But less than 200.
Yeah. Well, things we're looking forward to. Buttons. And we asked you guys anything you're looking forward to or like final thoughts about how you're feeling today. a lot of people said they're looking forward to like Princess and the Frog, Tangled.
Oh, I love it. Me too.
Moana.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. I love those movies.
I can't wait for Princess and the Frog discussion.
Princess and the Frog is one of my faves.
I want to get to that.
Tangled, another fave.
To eat while watching that movie.
Beignets.
Tangled is my second favorite movie.
It's so great.
Disney movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
Exciting. Yeah.
The music is so good. You're gonna love it.
So good. A lot of people are excited to hear Pixar. We'll get to it once we finish.
We'll get to it.
Don't worry. I want to get to it.
Wait, we didn't do any Pixar movies yet?
No.
We didn't.
No. Claire, no. Claire.
Claire, you host this podcast.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Is there a movie that we skipped that you wish we talked about in the podcast?
Oh, yes. You mean that we haven't gotten to in this round?
Yeah. I can answer this. Mary Poppins.
Yes, but also, we already mentioned it. A goofy movie.
What about you, Rachel?
A goofy movie.
Oh,
nice. We talked about doing Reluctant Dragon.
Yes.
Which is a fun one because it takes you on a tour of the Walt Disney Studios, which I've been to.
I want to see that one. That's the one I'm excited about.
Dirt off my shoulder.
What about you, Oscar?
Reluctant Dragon and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
those are the ones.
That one's your favorite Disney movie,
Hot
right?
It is. Yeah.
You've never seen Mary Poppins, have you?
I've never seen Mary Poppins, no.
I want to watch Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh my God! I
want to see
love that
Shaggy movie. Dog.
Oh yeah, the newer one with Tim Allen.
The computer wore tennis shoes.
I want to watch That Darn Cat.
That Darn Cat.
Both versions. Then also Escape to Witch Mountain.
Yes.
The Nine Lives of Thomasina. Is that?
Oh my gosh. Stranger in the Woods.
Pollyanna.
Oh, can't wait for that.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Yeah.
There's tons of content, you guys. I mean, we could
DComs. Hashtag TV.
Oh yes, you best believe me. I'm making you all watch every single Disney Channel original movie.
Brink, Horse Sense,
and
Xenon.
Singing along to all of Camp Rock.
Boom, boom, boom.
I want you in my room.
Yeah, no, wrong.
Is that not
make
it?
My heart go zoom, 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 and we
and all
can
the
be
Halloween
together.
Towns.
That's a good
Halloween Towns. Yeah,
we can even watch Hocus Pocus.
We could even watch Star Wars. I mean, Disney owns everything.
Star Wars, Marvel. We're gonna do all the
Marvel movies.
Yeah. We're never leaving the vault.
Yeah, we're just gonna be here. It's gonna be years. Welcome, you guys. Please keep listening.
We have been backpacking through the vault, so
it's true. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I'm gonna lose a lot of weight.
Some food.
There's some
cake.
Food.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So you guys, let's do a little recap of how you've enjoyed this past year.
So Claire, what are your thoughts of like inside the Disney Vault, your journey through?
Oh my God, I just can't believe we've done it so quickly and that even logistically we've been able to get together to do this many movies.
Oh yeah, with our schedules.
With our insane schedules.
Not only with us, but with a guest.
Except for
those first three when it was just our little fam.
Have we always had guests the entire, except for the first three,
which we did intentionally with no guests.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Pretty crazy. A lot of people want to come into this vault.
It started with Dumbo and Alan Pintal.
Yeah.
All the way.
By the way, that's still one of my favorite movies. It's lasted.
That's Dumbo is so great.
Like, you'd think by now it would have slipped down, but it's still at the top of my list. Top 10, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so fun. You know what else is fun? We recently watched Treasure Planet, which was one that I had never seen, mm-hmm. but it, and it's one that not a lot of people talk about, but I found it to be delightful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so fun to find a new movie to enjoy that I had never seen before. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Which that one will come out after this episode.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler. We watched.
Claire loved it. Who knows what Rachel and I thought?
Yeah. We're not telling you. You gotta watch the, I mean, listen to it.
No, watch it.
You gotta watch the little voice things move up and down.
Watch the episode. Rachel, what about you? What's your whole journey at the vault?
I feel like a better, I feel like a better person.
This is my yoga and enlightenment.
Yeah,
moment.
No, I like, honestly, it makes me appreciate, like, I've always like loved going to the parks and stuff like that. But now it makes me appreciate so much more like the finer details of things.
So many details.
And I have a new appreciation for a lot of the characters that I didn't before. Like I now, Jose Carioca, when I see him in the park, I freak out because he's one of my favorite characters.
He's so great.
He's the best. I see pins of him and I'm like, oh, I gotta get it.
Yeah.
And like, even things like now I like before I was like, ugh, Cinderella. But now I see her and I'm like, oh my God, Cinderella.
Yeah.
Hey girl, I saw your movie.
And I look for more like obscure characters we don't ever see because I'm like, oh, where are they? Like, even if I see like a pin of Black Cauldron, I freak out.
Ooh, yes. Black Cauldron, man.
So it's like, I just feel like I know more.
Yes, I love how intricate everything
and
is.
And it's also cool because you are a huge Disney person and then you were still able to find out new stuff through this podcast. So like, even if you are the biggest Diz nerd in the
whole
wide world.
You think you know everything,
but you have no idea.
You have no idea.
This is a true
this
life
is
of
true, this
true.
Inside the Disney world.
Yeah. Oscar, what about you?
I mean like, I think for me, it is like a huge transformation in the sense that I'm able to educate myself with Disney films because of the two of you and the guests that we bring. I'm able to appreciate it in a way that I never have before. I'm able to digest it in a way that I never have before. And I'm able to, you know, give hot takes fresh for the listeners out there.
Baking up hot takes. Pull them out of the oven.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, like, you know, earlier in the journey of Inside the Disney Vault, I made a lot of controversial, according to a lot of Disney fans, remarks about movies that are sort of like untouchable. I didn't particularly like, for example, Snow White. I wasn't particularly keen on that movie. And there's other movies, too, that I'm just like, oh, it's not really for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, there are movies to me that I didn't expect to enjoy that I really, really loved.
Like?
For example, like, you know, when we had the whole package films, I sort of written them off being like, oh, whatever. This is going to be such a slog to get through. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, they were. They were. But for me, Fun and Fancy Free is like one of my favorite Disney movies.
Which still is so curious to me.
I truly love that movie so much.
Yeah.
It spoke to me in a cool way. Also, to me, like, my eyes have been opened to like the darkness that Disney is capable of having, like, especially earlier on, like, some of the subject matter is really intense. And
I
like,
love it. There's no line as to what they put it like. It gets so dark and people like don't realize that.
Yeah. And I was able to like really, you know, like, I feel like Disney, you can find something for everybody if they're willing to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, for someone who isn't like an obvious like Disney freak, like,
as you are a dinosaur freak.
Yeah, I'm a
dinosaur.
I can't even say it exactly. Dinosaur freak.
Dinosaur freak.
I'm a dinosaur freak.
Yay!
I think that there's still stuff for me to enjoy. So like, even if you aren't a huge Disney fan, or if you have friends that aren't a Disney fan and you're like, man, I really want to get them into Disney, I think you should recommend an episode or a movie that is sort of like, for example, like The Black Cauldron for me was like, whoa, Disney is for me. Like,
yes, it's like when people say, I mean, this may be not the best example, but like people say, I don't like musicals, where it's like, okay, but there are so many different
kinds and types.
That's like, it's essentially like saying you don't like music.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
I mean, there are people that do say that and I'm like, you ain't human.
About music. Yeah. But like musicals, I think, is a little bit more specific, but or like, I don't like movies. Like, there's something out there for everybody.
Crazy. Yeah, those are sociopaths. I don't like living.
Yeah. And also the thing that I'll say too is like for me, the most impressive thing, which I was totally sort of surprised with, is like the hype of The Lion King is real.
It's
like,
real.
Yeah. That is truly, I mean, Emperor's New Groove is like something that it's a movie that will be in my heart. It is my second favorite.
Be in my heart.
No, that's Tarzan. it's going to be in my heart forever. But Lion King truly, I think, is the most perfect Disney movie. And I think leads into like one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
Like, it is so perfect.
It's a masterpiece.
And I did not expect to enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I was going to enjoy it like I enjoyed The Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
But Lion King is like at another level, which I have never. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been matched yet,
like
I don't think.
Film.
And it never, I don't think it ever will be, you know?
Just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
Maybe,
just wait.
Maybe Brother Bear just wait, might
Wreck-It Ralph
it.
2 may be
Wreck-It Ralph 2 might top The Lion King. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, yeah.
I did see a clip of it and it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's been my journey. I mean, it's been so cool to even say, like, I've seen most of the Disney animated movies in chronological order is such a cool thing to say. That is great. I mean, I'm so proud about that. And I'm so proud of this podcast and, like, the people that are listening to it. It's been such a fun ride.
It's our baby.
So yeah, it's our baby. It's our first podcast that we've ever done, you guys.
It.
And it's still
it.
Going strong.
And
a
it's
year
still
later.
Going.
And we still got our work cut out for
That's
us.
That's right.
Wow.
Man, it's just great. Man. I love you guys.
Man. Love you.
Love you guys. I appreciate and love listeners.
Love Disney. Love the listeners.
It's so fun. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And guess what, guys? What? We might have another year of this podcast. Like, there's still, we're not done.
We're
you
not
know
done
I mean?
Yet.
So I'm excited about the future.
We gotta get to Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
Yeah.
We can stop after Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
No, we gotta keep going to Camp Rock 2.
We can.
On to Disney Descendants. You know, I'm gonna make them watch all the Disney Channel original. Movies up until zombies.
Girl, I used to be there.
Rachel
at
just
my
turned
TV.
Into a sassy aunt.
I'm gonna make you do it.
I do love the DCOMs.
I love them.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Do you guys have any final thoughts for our birthday extravaganza?
I love cake.
Me too.
Me three.
Do you like cake better than pie?
Yes.
It depends on the cake and depends on the pie.
Cool. Guys, the thing that I love the most is that people are listening to this podcast.
Yes. It's
and
very cool.
Yeah, we honestly, like, you listening to us means the world. And please keep listening.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your families.
Listen to it all.
Hide your kids.
Rate,
hide your wife.
Review.
Tell your friends. Tell your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Messages.
Message us, rate us on Apple Podcasts. If you feel so inclined, please write a review. That's very helpful to us.
Yeah,
it's helpful. It helps other people find us.
Yeah, you can tell us what your favorite movie is or like anything we got wrong or like whatever you want to talk
Literally anything.
About.
Or even just being like, hi.
Yeah.
We'd love to have that.
That's a great review.
Happen.
That's great.
And hopefully we can do more of these kind of episodes where we reach out with questions.
Yeah. And if you guys have any ideas for any mini episodes that we might have in the future, we'd love to know.
Oh, yeah.
We would do them.
Yeah. Because our work is cut out for us as far as movies to watch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool.
Well, guys.
Happy birthday, you guys.
Happy birthday. Oh, my gosh.
Where's my present?
Yeah. Our present is
I got you guys this vault of movies and adventures.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's the best birthday ever.
Let's keep exploring.
Yeah, let's keep going, guys. Thanks so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I've been Claire.
And I'm always Rachel.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hey,
whoa.
Stop.
Hey, now, I know what you're thinking. This is an advertisement, and I want to hit that little button that goes forward 15 seconds.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We got to tell you about our podcast, TV Tunes.
It's great, and you're going to love it.
I'm David.
I'm John.
We host a podcast where every week a new guest comes and talks about their favorite cartoon from their childhood.
Yeah, join us on Campfire Media as we become your new favorite podcast.
It's going to happen. Now you can fast forward because we're done, right?
Yeah, the other podcast you're listening to.
Whoa.
Campfire.